Shadow was a Shetland pony. She was black all over, blacker than the thunder clouds. When Grandad was a boy, he would ride Shadow to school each day. Grandad lived on a farm. He would ride Shadow across the paddocks and then along the road to the school. Whatever the weather, Shadow would carry him there. But she didn't like it. She didn't like it one bit. Shadow was quite big for a Shetland pony. There were no stirrups and no saddle to help Grandad climb onto her back. His father would have to give him a leg up, and sometimes, as Grandad was climbing on, Shadow would try to bite him. You're such a grumpy horse, Grandad would say to her. About halfway to school, across the paddocks, there was a rickety old bridge. Shadow didn't like to cross the bridge with Grandad on her back. She would stop quite still and refuse to go further. So every day Grandad would slide off Shadow and gently lead her across the bridge and over to nearby gate. Then he would climb onto the gates and jump across onto the back on her back, and off they would go again. Sometimes they're you're really pain, Shadow. Game. Arrow. Grandad would say, lots of children rode ponies to school in those days, so there was a special paddock where they were kept while the children were at school. Shadow was spend their day in the paddock, grazing on the green grass. The Grandad would have to catch her to ride back home. After spending a happy day in the paddock with the other horses, Shadow didn't always want to go to be caught. Often Grandad had to chase her around and around. Sometimes he would take a mint in his pocket. He would call out Shadow, and Shadow had the mint. While he was standing on the gate, as she took a mint, Grandad would jump quickly from the gate and onto her back. You don't deserve the mint, Grandad would sigh. Sometimes we're just so difficult. One day on the way home from school, a car pulled up just in front of Grandad and Shadow. As the driver got out, he slammed his door. The noise gave Shadow a huge fright. She reared up on her hind legs. Grandad fell off, and Shadow colored away. Luckily, Grandad wasn't hurt, but he had to walk the rest of the way home that day. Then Grandad and his father had to go out and look for Shadow. They found her a couple of kilometers away, chopping at the long grass by the side of the road. You're such a lot of work, Shadow, said Grandad's father. A few years passed, and then Grandad got his first bike. Grandad liked his bike. It didn't try to bite him when he climbed on it. It didn't stop working when he came to the rickety bridge, and it didn't run away from him after school. It didn't get frightened by cars and the road either. Shadow was given to another family who had children at the school. There was no rickety bridge on her to cross anymore, but she still didn't like the children riding her. In fact, she became more and more unfriendly, and she got frightened very easily. Often she would hide under the trees in the paddock. She preferred to be little left to herself. Then the vet was called. She examined her thoroughly. Shadow is almost completely blind, she said. She must have been going blind for years. That's why she was being so troublesome.
When Grandad heard about poor Shadow, he went to visit her. He stuffed his pocket full of mints and sat on the gate. "Shadow, Shadow," he called, although she could hardly see.
There was nothing wrong with Shadow's hearing. When she heard Grandad's voice, she trotted another over to the gate. Then she sniffed at his pockets. There was nothing wrong with her sense of smell, either, or her sense of taste, as Grandad soon discovered. It ruffled Shadow's mane, and she nuzzled at his hand long after the mints were all gone. "We're all right. You're all right, Shadow," whispered Grandad. You're all right.